For the press, Ciudad Juarez is among the most dangerous cities in one of the deadliest countries in the world. That sentence comes from a 2009 report by Mike O'Connor of the Committee to Protect Journalists. O'Connor joined the CPJ that year as its representative in Mexico City. On Sunday, Mike died of a heart attack. I'm on the line with Mike O'Connor's CPJ colleague, Carlos Loria, who's in New York. You've written, Carlos, that Mexican journalists have lost one of their most formidable advocates. What did Mike actually bring to the job?
Well, Mike was an outstanding investigative reporter, documenting the dozens of cases of journalists who have been killed, disappeared, and brutally attacked with total impunity in Mexico in the last few years. But besides his outstanding skills as a reporter, Mike was very sensitive to the many challenges that his Mexican colleagues are facing, and will spend hours over the phone or in person trying to bring comfort to people who have been threatened with death, who have been brutally attacked, whose papers have been bombed, or family members of those journalists. He became a formidable advocate, and he will be dearly missed in Mexico.
Just remind us of why so much fear among journalists in Mexico and what Mike actually did by spending time with them, being that encouraging voice.
In the past 6 years, more than 50 journalists have been killed or disappeared in Mexico, and these numbers are really eloquent, but perhaps the most devastating consequences of this wave of unprecedented violence is a state of fear, the climate of lawlessness and intimidation in which journalists and media do their work. And Mike, you know, was not only there to comfort the journalists and their families, but also to persuade officials, legislators, and the press freedom community of the need for the federal government to get more involved in investigating these crimes.
Now, the Mexican government, they've taken steps to prosecute crimes against freedom of the press. Are things getting better for journalists in Mexico? And ultimately, how much do you think Mike O'Connor's legacy will be tied to that?
Well, it hasn't got better. You know, the level of violence is still really bad. And, you know, as Mike O'Connor's piece for attacks on the press in 2014, which will be published soon, shows, you know, the criminal organizations are getting at the door of Mexico City. There's a lot of killings, disappearances, violence. And while the Mexican government has taken steps, they have been clearly insufficient. Mike O'Connor's legacy is important in the sense that he has not only vastly documented this wave of violence, but also persuaded Mexicans for the need to have a better framework to protect free expression. And he finally prevailed.
Carlos Loria with the Committee to Protect Journalists in New York telling us about the late Mike O'Connor. Thank you very much, Carlos.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.